The Rensselaerville Festival of Writers to benefit the Rensselaerville Library is a four-day celebration of literature, which includes reading, book signings, writing workshops, discussions, exhibits, a book sale, and a cocktail party with the authors. This year's lineup features Liz Winstead, who will actually be on our program tomorrow, Tim Cahill, Mary Morris, Howard Nelson, Galway Canal, Bill Wogan, and many, many others this morning to tell us about what we can expect from this festival brimming with great talent. We welcome the festival organizer, Marilyn Oliva. Am I right on that?
You're right.
Excellent. And Claire North is here as well. Claire, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Roundtable. So this is always an exciting event. It takes place July 26th through the 29th, benefiting the Rensselaerville Library, as I mentioned. And Marilyn, how did this all come to be?
Well, this is the third annual Festival of Writers that we've organized for the library. And this year's theme, Country in Conflict, arose out of our desire to well represent all of the hill towns in a Festival of Writers, especially local history events, including the anti-rent wars that happened in the middle of the 19th century. And so we came up with the theme of Country in Conflict, and from that we were able to then sort of expand on a historical idea and make it about identity politics, Strangers in a Strange Land. Mary Morris is going to be reading about traveling and being a woman alone traveling. Mm. So we were able to take that theme and expand it to include lots of other sort of aspects of country and conflict, the country being the mind or the hill towns.
I was thinking about this last night as I was looking up and looking at the authors and reading some of the work and preparing for the segment. But it's a great idea because it is very specific and yet incredibly broad.
Mm-hmm.
You could use that. I mean, country and conflict.
Yes.
Commence.
Yes.
Go ahead. Let's talk.
Yeah.
You can fit anybody into that category as an author and their work.
Right. And when we first came up with the idea, it hadn't even occurred to us that, of course, it was an election year. So that makes it even more sort of significant as a theme. And with the anti-rent war theme, Bruce Dierstein, who is one of our panelists, we're having a panel discussion about the anti-rent wars. He actually wrote an editorial in the Times Union in the fall about how circumstances around the anti-rent wars very much parallel the Occupy Wall Street movement. And so we're really looking forward to that particular Friday late afternoon, early evening event as part of this festival.
So, Claire, who do you want to look forward to? Who should we look forward to who's coming to the festival?
Oh, what a list.
Yeah.
Well, being that I'm here from Vermont, I want to talk about...
Yeah, how did that happen, by the way?
Just lucky, I guess.
Okay, all right.
I had a really beloved friend in Rensselaerville, James Brookins, who bought a home there 10 years ago. And so it was very easy for me to visit him, coming from Vermont to Rensselaerville. It cut the distance because he had been living in New York City. And that's how it happened. I just became more and more involved with the community. And at this point in my life, I'm very committed to anything with books, writing, literature, art.
So did you take an active role in coming up with the list of authors of who would be coming to the festival?
I did, for at least one.
Okay. Tell me it was Galway Canal and I'll...
No, okay. Actually, it was Rana Reiko Rizzuto, and she was my advisor at Goddard.
Wonderful.
And she's written a wonderful book, Hiroshima in the Morning. So what could be better for the theme for country and conflict? And that's been published by the Feminist Press and won the Grub Street Book Award. And her first book, which was Why She Left Us, won an American Book Award. So I prevailed upon her. And I must have done something right in that residency because she's showing up for this.
What do you think it when you look at these authors, what were you looking for of putting together a group? I mean, obviously people who will come, but also, I mean, what are you looking for in a guest to come and to talk and to address this particular topic?
Somebody who can talk and address these topics with vibrancy and people that will inspire through their writing. Writing's a pretty solitary profession. And you could be an incredible writer and yet not want to really get up in front of people and speak or be that good sharing about it. So I think that so many of these people that we have are very vibrant, tried and true as far as being speakers and wanting to lead workshops and share and inspire and get people galvanized.
I love Marilyn that Liz Winstead is coming. We had her. She is great. We had co-founder of the co-creator of The Daily Show on Comedy Central, and we had her on when her book first came out. And I've never had 20 minutes go by so quickly. And I said to her, you know, I know you're coming to Rensselaerville, so you'll come on and we can finish all the stories that you did. So she's going to come on again tomorrow. Just a wonderful, delightful, but also so thought-provoking.
Yeah, she's incredible. And she's really, obviously, she's a comedy writer and she's a stand-up comic, so she's really good on her feet.
Yeah.
And we're really looking forward to her event.
Liz Free or Die,
yes. And she's been a huge proponent, as you know, of Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
In these days where it has come under incredible attack. And so we're very, very fortunate that she's coming. One of the ideas behind inviting certain authors, you asked about that earlier,
yes,
is that we would like to include more and more Albany writers in our Festival of Writers because Albany is so close to Rensselaerville and there's so much talent here. And so two of our writers, Uriah Noel, who teaches at SUNY Albany, and Roan Shavers, who's an English professor at St. Rose, they're both coming and leading workshops and they're reading. And they're both incredibly dynamic readers. Their workshops will be incredible. And they do identity politics. Roan Shavers is working on a book about Haiti, and Uriah Noel has done a lot of poetry and performance art, which he's going to do for his reading also, on Puerto Rican identity and the United States. So it'll be very interesting to have all of these sort of disparate people, but all connecting on the same level.
Forgive me for parsing this to death, but I do think it's interesting. When you talk about this festival of writers, it is a festival of writers for readers.
Yes. And for writers, though, that's why we have workshops.
Yeah.
We do encourage all readers to come, but we also encourage people who are writers themselves and would like to sort of have a community of writers around them where they can try out their poetry or maybe learn from our poets who are leading two of the workshops, or memoir writers who would like to be in a room with other memoir writers so that they can bounce their ideas off other people and actually join in a community so that they're not so isolated when they're pursuing their writing.
Or even
projects.
Stalled.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, even the best of writers get stalled or stuck. And to come and take a workshop and be able to spend a weekend with other writers can be just so inspiring and get you moving and get you going.
There is a little bit of everything, of course, the book signings, the writing workshops, the discussions, exhibits. There's a book sale as well.
Yes.
Northshire Bookstore from Manchester,
Oh,
Vermont.
You brought them with you from the from the Green Mountain State.
I did.
No booksellers in the Hudson Valley. No, good for them.
Well, so they're our festival bookseller this year.
Wonderful.
And all in the trunk of my car right now.
Oh, is it? Oh, good. All right. And through the other thing, whether it be a reading or a book, there are many different ways that people can take part and get something out of the topic and the subject.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
Yes. And then there's the cocktail party.
And then there's the great cocktail party, yes, where all of the writers will be and people will be able to come and ask them questions and hang out with them. And that's before Liz's event. So it'll be very interesting to have everybody have cocktails. We're going to have sort of specialty drinks like the Good Patroon, the Tar and Feather, going, in sort of keeping with the anti-rent war theme that we had. And so we're hoping that people will come to the workshops, to the readings, to the cocktail party, to the art exhibit, and have a really great time and buy books.
I can think of no better way to spend 4 days, and I wish you all the luck in the world with it. It's the Festival of Writers in Rensselaerville taking place July 26th through July 29th. And I don't want this point to be lost. It benefits the Rensselaerville Library,
it does,
which
absolutely
is so important that we benefit all of our libraries, but certainly this one. You can find the full slate of events by going to the website, which is RensselaerVilleLibrary.org, and you have your own website as well, right?
We do, www.festivalofwriters.org.
Festivalofwriters.org. Festivalofwriters.org takes place July 26th through July 29th. And just a reminder again, we'll be talking to Liz Winstead about her participation in the festival tomorrow morning at 9:30. Marilyn and Claire, I thank you very much for being with us. I wish you all the luck in the world and have fun.
Thank you so
thank
much
you
for
so
having
much.
Us.
Great pleasure. Appreciate it.